שלום, אנחנו קוראים מתוך תלמוד 10 הספירות, חלק ט"ז.
Hello, we're reading from Tess. This is part 16, ט"ז. We are in the table of questions and answers. Question Shin, answer Shin, Kaf, Gimel. Again, test part 6, volume 6, part 16. We are in question Shin Kaf Gimel. Shin Kaf Daled. Page Bet Tzadik Bet. The question is, why is there Nefesh Ruach of internality and Gal of externality? Answer is on page Bet Tzadik Bet. 2092. Answer Shin Chaf Dalet. Browse answer Shin Chaf, where the inner light of Naran, dressed in the inner vessels of Kachab, and the inner lights of Chayai Chida do not have vessels, but rather are dressed in the light of Neshama. And it is because when the inner light of Chaya came to clarify the Kli of Basar, which is Ranpin, the Nefesh had to emerge from the Kli of Gidin and enter the Kli of Basar. However, it wasn't clarified completely in all its thickness to be worthy for the inner vessel as worthy. And so the light of Nefesh remained in the Kli of Gidin, and for that reason, the lights of Neshama and Ruach had to remain in the vessels of Mocha. And the Atzamot also were no vessel for the light of Chaya to dress there, and it had to dress in the light of Neshama. And in that way, when the light of Echida came, the light of Nefesh had to descend to the vessel of Or, and then all the other lights descended afterwards. And since the vessel of Or was not fully scrutinized, the light of Nefesh could not dress in it. And the Naran remained in the vessels of Mocho Atzemot Gidin, and the light of Yechida dressed in the light of Chaya. However, the vessels of Basar and Or received a small illumination from the light, from the Ruach of Nefesh, that are internal. And there are two aspects of Nefesh Ruach. One, the complete Nefesh Ruach in the inner vessels. Two, the small illumination of Nefesh Ruach in the outer vessels of Basar and Or.
Actually, the action is simple. We have Mocha Atzamot Gidin Basar and Or. Mocha Atzamot Gidin Basar and Or. Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. We have a certain limit to which we can receive. What's the limit? Up to Bchina Bet. Well, in Bchina Bet we have a problem of how do we divide it. So, we can receive Nefesh Ruach Neshama. This is how the Orot, the lights, go in. Chayayin Yechida don't have Kelim. They can't dress in the Kelim of Gimel and Dalet. Were the Orot of all the Naranchai, then where would the Orot of Nefesh and Ruach be? Beneath, this is Ruach, and this Nefesh, because the lights enter. Oh, sorry. Very You're following me. Very good. So, below it's nefesh, and this is ruach. Okay, so it's clear. So they remain nefesh and ruach on the degree of nefesh and higher ruach. So what happens? What happens is that they, as though, project this illumination onto their place to basar and or. This is the kli of or, and this is the kli of basar. So everything's clear, right? Ask. Because there are no kelim, then there's nothing to do. So the orot that remained in a higher kelim shine in the kelim that belong to them. And now we can say in what way, in what form, in what shape do they shine, the extent to which these kelim want to equalize with the orot of nefesh and ruach, to that extent, the orot of nefesh and ruach shine upon them from a higher degree. Again, it's all up to the equivalence of form between the orot and the kelim, between the light and the vessel. Why can't the nefesh ruach come down to their place? Because the kli of basar and or isn't scrutinized. You can't scrutinize it. You can't correct it. There's always something that, a bit more and a bit more, and here it's wrong and there it's wrong. Suppose I want to clean the floor 100%, but I have, suppose, a candle in my hand with which I can barely see anything. What dirt can I clean with it? And there's no more light. That's it. So from the effort to get something out of there nonetheless, then the lights that were supposed to be in those kelim shine. As though that, okay, I did something, okay, I succeeded, right? Nessie, what?
Why nefesh ruach? But below they don't shine on below, but on what belongs to him.
According to the equivalence of form, I'm in a room where you have really loud music. My eyes aren't suffering as a result; only my ears. You understand that everything has its own kli. Therefore, the orot, they only influence those kelim that suit them. Otherwise, it can't work any other way.
So how can the lower one aim himself exactly at the upper, his upper one? How does he know?
How?
If the nefesh of the lower one needs to receive from the nefesh of the upper one, how does he know how to turn to it?
Turns by crying out, maybe doesn't exactly understand what's going on in the upper, but the upper, according to the law of equivalence of form, already shines onto the lower to some extent, like you're doing it right now, even unknowingly. Let's go.
Page 2078. How come the angels are the externality of the worlds and the souls of men are the internality? Answer on page 2092. The angels come from the zivug of the external kelim of the sfirot, which are basar and or. Therefore, they are the externality of the worlds. And the souls of men come from the zivug of the inner kelim, inner vessels in the sfirot, which are mocha, atzamot, gidin. Therefore, they are considered the internality of the worlds.
Now it's clear, right? We learn that Adam HaRishon and the souls in general are a result of the worlds, are there was a deeper discernment done in the Olamot, and as a result, man was born. But in the Olam, there are two levels. A deeper level, in which the lights clothe in the vessels, even though that it's not in their vessels, because in the Kelim of Shorish Neshama and Guf, dress Nefesh Ruach Neshama, and Chaya and Yechida can't come down, meaning, look at the sketch. The light of Nefesh, where is it supposed to be? Down here. Nefesh, it's supposed to be down here. The light of Yechida, that's supposed to come. It doesn't come at all. The Chaya doesn't come. Only Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. That's why the zivug on this on these kelim, even though that these kelim are real, but the lights in them aren't, they don't suit them. And as a result, Adam HaRishon was created, and therefore he was created circumcised, meaning without vessels of reception. He has them, but they're in a hidden form. The malachim, the angels, they come out as a result of the zivug in the kelim, where the orot, there, the lights, this is only how these orot are projected onto them. It's not there, they're not theirs, it's not the real kelim that are scrutinized. If the kelim here of nefesh, ruach, and neshama, shosh, aleph, and bet, are scrutinized, even not completely to their full extent, because to their full extent they'll become scrutinized only at Gmar Tikkun. This is why Yechida and Chaya don't dress in them, but at least here the Kelim are real. Here even the Kelim aren't real. Therefore the Malachim aren't equipped with an ego, with a big will to receive. It's something they don't have. It's as though they're similar to Bnei Adam, but it's not the real will to receive. And this will become scrutinized later on. This is why he says that the malachim come from the zivug of the external kelim of the sfirot, which are basar and or, and therefore this is the chitzoniut of the olamot, and the neshamot of Bnei Adam come from the kelim pnimim of the neshamot, which are mocha, atzamot, and gidim, and therefore they're considered to be the pnimiut of the olamot. Yeah?
Rav, what does it mean that the light enter unfitting vessels? You just explained to Nesi that our vessels are like senses, and
it's a general question. How is it possible that a light will be felt in a kli which is not it?
In your example, it's like sound will enter the nose instead of the ear.
Right, but we say that it's not so, but it is in order to simply be somewhat suited to our perception, because nothing can be revealed in one kli which is not of its nature, that's supposed to be revealed in another kli. The ozen, the ear, can never see, but only hear, and vice versa. So, why do we say this about the orot, the lights? By this, we want to point out how the orot come in a diminished form that doesn't suit. They don't suit the vessels and the kelim. They only feel a kind of presence, but it doesn't really reach their desire for them to want it, for them to enjoy it, so that by this they'll be able to bring this pleasure back to the Creator. Meaning it's a kind of acquaintance, presence. I'd put it this way. But you see how the language of Kabbalah, gives you misinterpretations.
What's the difference between light and illumination?
That's also a question. It means that it appears in the kli, in all of its kelim, down to the malchut, and the malchut makes the zivug and all those things. An illumination isn't the complete light, but it's possible that it comes due to the upper, that the upper clothes and the lower and adds kelim to it. Maybe the lower creates partial zivugim in its kelim, and then it's called hara, illumination, meaning a certain sign that the light is incomplete, it has no neran chai, or it even has neran chai, but not to the extent that's supposed to be in the kli.
And how is the illumination advances, awakens, aims him?
Well, it depends on what state it's in, but yes, the illumination, first of all, enlivens, and then it awakens toward advancement. Enlivens and awakens. Yeah.
Rav, you explained that the angels come from the vessels Gimel and Daled, but they are weaker than men because they have only an illumination.
On the one hand, they're higher. On the other hand, they're weak in terms of they have no scrutiny. Weakness is only according to the extent and intensity of the scrutiny. Otherwise, they have no ability to scrutinize anything. But they gather. This is their role.
And what will happen when the lights will close in the correct vessels? What will happen with the angels? They will become something greater than men? I don't understand.
Look, if the lights clothe in all the kelim, then each one of us will be with all of his angels, malachim, inside. There will be only 10 sefirot. Everything will accumulate from all parts of creation, from according to what seems to you that there are other forms, sefirot, ikulim, this, that, everything will be within those 10 sefirot of Neran Chai.
So, you can say that Shorash Aleph Bet, although the vessels are smaller than Gimel and Dalet, but because the lights, their lights clothe in them, they express themselves better, they have more scrutiny, as you said?
Yes. What do you sing before the Shabbat? Boechem Leshalom, Malachei Shalom, Malachim. Why Malachim, angels? What is that about? Because the additional lights that come to you and elevate you to the degree of Shabbat, they are called Malachim. All right. Yeah?
Rav, we know that angels don't have the force of the will to receive. How come?
They have a will to receive, which is not intended to be independent, but only to help each and everything, to relate all these things. It's like the system of the still vegetative inanimate. So the system of the still vegetative inanimate is present, and instead of these two other levels, the degree of the speaking and above that, that no longer exists, and instead of them come the malachim. Suppose a horse in this world is a malach. Next weekend, you'll meet camels. You know what camels are. And you have donkeys there, and antelopes, and sheep. Everything will be at your disposal in order to achieve higher degrees.
Is the connection between us introducing purity into them?
No, 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 it's not a question. What do I care? I care what can I gain on my way to bestowing onto the Creator, Malachim. They're all really, you demand of a horse some kind of purity, of yud. You're demanding it to help you in your work. Any degree lower than man has to aid man to achieve his wholeness and perfection.
Question 326. How come there's only one internal in the two vessels, internal and external? How come there's only one internal in the two vessels, internal and external? Answer in page 2092. Even though there is nefesh ruach in the inner vessels, which are atzamut, gidin, and also nefesh ruach in the external vessels, basar and all, in any case, it's not considered two types of internal vessels, but only one internal. And that is because the nefesh ruach in the external vessels are not another discernment, but simply an illumination that came to them from the inner nefesh ruach. Therefore, they are considered as one.
Again,
even though there is nefesh ruach in the inner vessels, which are atzamot v'gidin and gidim, and also nefesh ruach in the outer vessels, basar and all, in any case, it's not considered two kinds of inner vessels, rather only one kind of inner. And that is because the nefesh ruach in the outer vessels are not another discernment, but simply an illumination that came to them from the inner nefesh and ruach, and consequently they are considered as one.
Questions? Yeah?
On the previous excerpt, I wasn't able to understand your answer to Rachamim's question. What is the will to receive that exists in the angels? When does it come to express itself?
Besides free choice, they have no chisaron. They have no chisaron for direct contact with the Creator.
So it's governed by the Creator?
By man. We add to a horse a deficiency of what it's supposed to do in life. Otherwise, it just walk around and eat all the time. That's it. Meaning perform actions of the still vegetative inanimate.
So we,
by our intention, add him to our intention, and by that it adds forces, and this is how we have to use all of the desires of the Shorosh Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Daled in order to scrutinize our approach, our attitude toward the Creator, to bring it all into Zivok Daka in order to bestow, that we're acting against them in order to connect them this way above them to the Creator. It's called that man's justifying creation.
Question 327. What's the meaning of Keter clothed in Chochmah, Chochmah in Bina, and Bina shines in Bria? Again, what is the meaning of Keter clothed in Chochmah, and Chochmah in Bina, and Bina illuminates or shines in Bria? Answer in 2092. Clothed meaning ignores, because Keter and Chochmah of Bria completely ignore, or rather disappear, inside Bina, and only Bina alone shines in Bria. And that is because the screen on which the Mochin of Ima came out for Bria is included in the concluding parsa that concludes the light of Atzilut, and that stops the light of Atzilut. And there's nothing of the light of Chochmah that can pass with the Chasadim of Ima into the Bria. Therefore, the Keter and the Chochmah disappear completely inside Chasadim of Bina, and they do not shine there. Only the Chasadim of Bina alone.
Meaning from above, from the Rosh of Atzilut, through Adik, Arich, Anpin, Abba and Ima, Yeshud, Zer Anpin, and Malchut and Nukva, all this light comes down gradually, especially from Abba and Ima, because they concentrate all the lights from above and bestow them downwards to Zon, radiate them down to Zon until it reaches the Parsa. In the Parsa, Abba and Ima are completely separated, and through the Parsa comes through the light of Chasadim. It's a simplistic picture, but this is how it's supposed to be. This the real way things are. You want to ask? Yeah.
רציתי כן.
I want to ask about the answer you gave earlier. With respect to the inserting a deficiency to the horse.
You're using the horse's forces. The horse doesn't feel your chisaron. It's walking. It has just one thing, because it's an angel. Then it has a natural ability to relate itself to you. All the domem, tzomech, and chai, they have the willingness. They were created because of man in order to relate themselves to man. So they can all aid man to reach the meaning, the purpose of creation. So you take that sus, that horse, you invest in it. You know how much mankind invested in order to, how many efforts it invested in order to tame horses and in general all these animals. Today in the world you have, suppose, 100 million cows. If you only because you need to eat it, you see it. Otherwise, you'd see cows only in the zoo. See that? That's a cow. Because we developed nature this way, and we're using it in a really terrible way. So that's how it is in spirituality. We use all of these forms of domem, tzomeach, and chai in order to benefit the speaking degree. Imagine that above the animate degree, you have other or additional animals that have a small addition, that they're related to the Creator. Not from the Creator to them, but from them to the Creator. So these are kinds of animals that they have this ability to relate, to connect with the Creator.
So what is the correct attitude when there's a part that has a certain part to the Creator?
That part has to take all the previous degrees that it comes from. Everything comes from the still. And he's related to them. He has to take them and elevate all of them to adhesion with the Creator. Bring them back to their root.
And on what depends the success? Is it possible that the horse will relate to you? On what depends the success of adding more parts?
To the extent to which you take your inner horse, your animal, and relate it to the intention to bestow contentment. Think about it. Let's go.
Question 328. How come Bria receives only from Tvuna and not from Ima? How come Bria receives only from Tvuna and not from Ima? Answer on page 2092. It is known that each Bchina, each discernment, must receive from the corresponding Bchina. And because the root of the place of Bria was made from the lower two-thirds of Tiferet, which are Zat of Bina of Guf, therefore, they must receive from the corresponding Bchina in Atzilut, which is also from Zat of Bina called Yeshsut. And they cannot receive from Abba Ve'ima, which are Ga of Bina.
Read it again.
It's known that every Bchina must receive only from the Bchina that corresponds to it. And because the root of the place of the world of Bria was made from the two-thirds of Tiferet, which are the Zat, the Bchina of Zat of Bina of Guf, therefore they must receive from the corresponding Bchina in Atzilut, which is also from Zat of Bina called Yeshsut, and they cannot receive from Abba Ve'ima, which are Gal of Bina.
every Bchina receives from the Bchina that is parallel to it. Bria Yetzirah and Asiyah, they belong to the Zat, to the Nekudim, to the Zat of the Parzuf in general, and therefore they can't receive from Gar the Bina, but only from Zat the Bina, because everything is received from the Bina. But if you're a part of the Zat, you receive from Zat of Bina. If you can rise above that, then you'll get also from Gar of Bina. So it's clear, right? Nesi.
The law that works here has to work in all the worlds?
Of course.
So I bet Petavak, Lat Fasadim comes down, bestows to everyone, equal it doesn't.
The question again.
In Inak, Bet, goes down, bestows Chasadim to everyone.
Because below there is a deficiency. Beneath you have only the empty Kelim. There you have only a Tzimtzum. Not receiving anything anymore. And they have a bit of the illumination of chasadim, of nei of ak, because they don't want anything, and therefore the nekudot desag can add further chasadim there. You can fill chasadim anywhere. And therefore, the nekudot of sag, they bestow to the nei of ak, their light of chasadim, and from the nei of ak, there is an awakening. And then, from the nei of ak, they bestow to the nekudot of sag, b'china daled. And then the nekudot of sag are restricted or limited. Let's move on to the next part.
נחזור הדמעות מלוכות כמו הים הניצות שבנו כמו אור אלפי דרכים בעולם רק אחת תוביל אל הדרור בין השמחות והדמעות איך נדע מה לבחור איך נדע איך נדע החיים הם נד נדע מהאמת רואים הפוך מגבוה רואים נמוך איך נדע, איך נדע החיים הם נד נדע מהאמת רואים הפוך מגבוה הגגו הגובר מורח ילדות שנצרח עוד מהבית הישן בחצר בליבו של כל אדם יש ניצות של אהבה כמו כינור ומיתרה כמה יפה מה